From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States will not be taken advantage of anymore. Mr. Trump's remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington Thursday was a response to reports of some spirited phone calls with allies, including Australia.
When you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore.
Phil Mercer has more on the story from Australia.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and US President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America, and that the US president said the call was the worst by far that he'd made to world leaders. Trump later took aim against the refugee agreement on Twitter. "Do you believe it?" he wrote. "The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal." Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The White House says it's putting Iran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shiite Houthi rebels. The Trump administration officials said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran says its ballistic missile test did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement with the U.S. and other world powers. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Speaking from South Korea, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the United States will continue to strengthen relations with Seoul.
"The American view and the Republic of Korea's view of Asia as a stable, prosperous, democratic, free region, we share that policy of getting to that sort of a situation, but right now we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together."
Mattis also plans to speak with the South Korean officials about the THAAD missile defense system. Mattis' first trip overseas as Pentagon chief also includes a planned stop in Japan. U.S. President Trump is promising to eliminate the Johnson Amendment, a law preventing tax-exempt houses of worship from engaging in political activity.
"I will get rid of and totally destroy the Johnson Amendment and allow our representatives of faith to speak freely and without fear of retribution. I will do that."
During his remarks at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington Thursday, Mr. Trump said, in his words now, the sacred right of religious freedom is threatened around the world. Newly confirmed, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Thursday safety of the tens of thousands of department employees will be among core values of the department. Mr. Tillerson told a gathering of employees at the department's headquarters he will adopt a few core principles of accountability, honesty, and respect to ensure the agency operates in the most productive and most efficient way possible.
"As Secretary, I will deploy the talent and resources of the State Department in the most efficient ways possible. That may entail making some changes to how things are traditionally done in this department. We cannot sustain ineffective traditions over optimal outcomes. I will gather information on what processes should be reformed and do my part to make sure we are functioning in the most productive and efficient way possible."
President Trump has praised Tillerson for his understanding the importance of building strategic alliances to advance U.S. interests and protecting the American people. Israeli security forces continue working Thursday to clear the last remaining people from an illegal Jewish settlement in the West Bank. The operation to clear the Amona outpost began Wednesday with police confronting hundreds of residents and protesters who set up barricades and threw stones at police officers. Ultra-conservative officials have fought to reverse the ruling. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.